Welcome to Lesson 6. This lesson will teach you how to customize various features of your Windows desktop. Specifically, you'll see how to change the background design of your desktop, as well as the colors of your desktop windows. We'll examine different ways of displaying the taskbar, and you'll learn how to add other icons to your desktop. You'll also see how to add a program to the Start menu. Look over the lesson topics for a moment and then click the play button to start customizing your desktop. Windows offers many ways to customize your desktop. It keeps most of its customizing tools in a folder called Control Panel. You might have noticed this folder in the My Computer window. Go ahead and double-click the My Computer icon. Next, double-click the Control Panel folder. Each icon in the Control Panel window represents a tool used to customize a specific part of your computer. The display icon, which is probably located in the top row, lets you work with the colors and general appearance of your desktop. Double-click it now. You should now see the Display Properties dialog box. A property is just a characteristic of an object in Windows, such as the color of the desktop background. Windows lets you manipulate the properties of practically all of its objects, such as folders, files, icons, and the taskbar. This dialog box consists of at least 4 different property sheets, each one marked by a tab. The background property sheet lets you control what your desktop background looks like. If this sheet is not currently in front, click on its tab now. The picture of the computer monitor displays a sample of your current desktop background. To change this background, you can select a pattern from the list on the left, a background from the list on the right, or both. A pattern is displayed behind a wallpaper. To sample a few wallpapers, first locate the two options called Tile and Center underneath the wallpaper list on the right. Make sure the Tile option is selected. If the circle to the left of it is not filled in, click inside that circle. Now click on several of the wallpapers to see what they look like. Now you can try out some of the patterns. First, scroll up to the top of the wallpaper list by dragging the scroll box in the vertical scroll bar all the way to the top. Click the None item at the top of the wallpaper list. Now click on several of the patterns on the left to see what they look like. By the way, to display a pattern and a wallpaper, you select a pattern and a wallpaper and make sure the Center option below the wallpaper list is selected. Take another moment now to choose the pattern or wallpaper that you'd like. To see what the new background looks like, in the lower right corner of the dialog box, click the Apply button. You should now see the new background on your desktop. Next, we'll change some of the color patterns that Windows uses. Click the Appearance tab near the top of the dialog box. This sheet lets you pick the color scheme Windows uses for its windows, dialog boxes, and buttons. You can also change the color of individual objects if you want. The top part of the tab shows a sample of your current scheme. To view samples of other schemes, first locate the rectangle labeled Scheme right below the sample area. Next, click on the down-pointing triangle to the right of the scheme rectangle. This drop-down menu displays other color schemes. Use the up arrow and down arrow keys on your keyboard now to scroll up and down this list. As the name of each scheme is highlighted, a sample appears in the sample area. Now, using the arrow keys again, highlight a color scheme you'd like to use, or just go back to the original one. When the name of the color scheme you want is highlighted, press the Enter key on your keyboard. To save the new color scheme and new background, Click the OK button near the bottom of the dialog box now. If you picked a new color scheme, the labels of your desktop icons might appear in a different color. Now please close both windows on the desktop by clicking each window's Close button in the title bar. Next, let's see how you can change some features of the taskbar. Some customizing tools appear in the Start menu. Click the Start button. The Settings item lets you control certain Windows settings. Highlight it now. The Control Panel and Printers folders appear in this menu. They are just duplicates of the folders found in the My Computer window. The Taskbar item is the one we want. Highlight it, and then click it. The Taskbar Properties dialog box lets you control how your taskbar is displayed, as well as which items appear in your Start menu. If the Taskbar option sheet is not currently in front, click its tab now. There are four taskbar options. If an option is active, the square next to it contains a check mark. The first option, called Always on Top, keeps the taskbar on top of all open windows on the desktop. That way, the taskbar won't ever be covered up. The second option, called Auto Hide, hides the taskbar until you move the mouse into the taskbar area. If the Auto Hide option is not selected now, click inside its box to add a check mark. Now click the Apply button in the lower right corner of the dialog box. The taskbar at the bottom of your screen should be gone. Now move the mouse pointer down to the very bottom of your screen and watch the taskbar magically reappear. Now move the mouse pointer away from the taskbar and watch it disappear again. If you don't like your taskbar this way, click inside the Auto Hide option to remove the check mark. If you like it this way, leave the check mark there. Now click the OK button to save whichever option you have chosen. The next feature I want to show you is really handy. Suppose there's a program or a folder of documents that you work with quite frequently. Wouldn't it be nice if you could access it directly from the desktop, just as you can access the My Computer icon? Windows lets you do just that. You can create what we call shortcuts to folders, programs, and documents by adding icons to the desktop. Let's create a shortcut to one of the documents in the Zoom Samples folder. There are many ways to create shortcuts. You might have noticed that when we worked with the Explorer, the pop-up menus for folders and files contain an item called Create Shortcut. Or you can create a shortcut directly from the desktop. We'll do it from the desktop. First, click the right mouse button on an empty area of your desktop background. The pop-up menu of options lets you control various aspects of your desktop. For example, the Properties item brings up the Display Properties dialog box, which we worked with earlier. Highlight the item called New. We want to create a new shortcut, so highlight the shortcut item and then click it. The Create Shortcut dialog box lets you create a shortcut to a program or document. If you want to create a shortcut to a folder, you need to do that from the Explorer program or My Computer window. The next step is to enter the name of the file whose shortcut will appear on the desktop. Since you also need to include the drive letter and folder containing the file, I find it easier just to browse for the file I want. Click the Browse button now. Next, locate the Zoom Samples folder. If you don't see it listed, click inside the right side of the horizontal scroll bar until you do. Now, click the Zoom Samples folder. Click the Open button. Now look in the Files of Type rectangle near the bottom of the dialog box. Right now, the word Programs appears, which means Windows is displaying only the program files in the folder. Since we want a document and not a program, click the down-pointing triangle to the right of the rectangle. Highlight the All Files item and then click it. Click the file called Zoom or zoom.txt. The file starts with the letter X. Click the Open button. The drive letter, folder name, and file name should now appear in the command line rectangle in the Create shortcut dialog box. Click the Next button. You could now enter a new name for the shortcut, but we'll leave it the way it is. Click the Finish button. An icon labeled Zoom or zoom.txt should now appear on your desktop. The icon picture is a piece of paper with a small arrow in the lower left corner. The arrow indicates that this icon is just a shortcut. It is not the real document. The original document is still located in the Zoom Samples folder. To use the shortcut, you just double-click it. This will open up the document by running its associated program, Notepad. Double-click the Zoom shortcut now. The Notepad window should now be displaying the Zoom file. Close the window by clicking its Close button in the title bar. You probably don't want the shortcut to stay on your desktop. It's easy to remove it. First, click the right mouse button on the Zoom shortcut. Highlight and then click the Delete item. Windows might display a message asking you if you really want to delete the shortcut. If you see this message, click the Yes button. The shortcut is gone. Remember, the original document is still safe and sound in the Zoom Samples folder. The last customizing feature we'll look at is how to add a program to your Start menu. First, let's review how your Start menu is set up. Click the Start button. Now highlight the Programs item. Most programs that have been installed on your computer appear here in the Programs menu. If for some reason a program does not appear here, you can add it yourself. You can also add a program to the main portion of the Start menu, even if it already appears in the Programs menu. We're going to add the Zoom Tutor program to the main portion of the Start menu. To do this, you need to bring up the Taskbar Properties dialog box. We did this earlier in the lesson through the Settings item in the Start menu, but let me show you another way. First, remove the Start menu by clicking the Start button again. Next, click the right mouse button on an empty area in the taskbar. Click the Properties item. Look familiar? Click the Start menu Programs tab. The Start menu Programs sheet lets you do two things: add and delete items from the Start menu, and clear the items from the Documents list. Click the Add button now to add a program. We're actually creating a shortcut to the Zoom Tutor program, so this is the same dialog box you saw earlier. Click the Browse button. Locate a folder called Program Files. If you don't see it in the Browse dialog box, click inside the right section of the horizontal scroll bar until you do. When you have found the Program Files folder, double-click it to select it. Next, locate the folder called Zoom, spelled X-O-O-M. When you have located the Zoom Tutor folder, double-click it to select it. Finally, double-click the file named zoomtutor.exe. Windows automatically filled in the full path name of the program file for you. Click the Next button. Now you can pick where you want the program name to appear. It's already in the Programs list, which is highlighted. We want it to appear in the main section of the Start menu, so click on the Start menu folder above the Programs folder. Click the Next button. Now you can give the program a different name if you want. We'll keep the one that's displayed. Click the Finish button. Finally, click the OK button. Okay, now for the real test. Let's see if Zoom Tutor is in the Start menu. Click the Start button. the Zoom Tutor program should be located near the top of the Start menu. In case you don't want this program to stay there, I'll quickly show you how to remove a program from the Start menu. Since the Start menu is already displayed, highlight the Settings item. Click the Taskbar item. Click the Start Menu Programs tab. Click the Remove button. Scroll down to the bottom of the programs list by dragging the scroll box in the vertical scroll bar down. The Zoom Tutor program should be near the bottom of the list. When you have located the Zoom Tutor program, click it. Click the Remove button. Click the Close button in the lower right section of the dialog box. Finally, click the OK button in the Taskbar Properties dialog box. Good job! We're done playing with your desktop. This concludes Lesson 6. I hope you enjoyed experimenting with some of the many ways you can arrange your desktop. Zoom's How Do I Helper offers step-by-step instructions for many more ways to customize your desktop. In the next lesson, you'll learn a few ways to print documents in Windows 95. Just click Lesson 7 when you return to the Windows 95 tutorial menu. Goodbye.